thanking you for your support of CFMU. And if you haven't supported us yet, you can always support us now. Thank you for supporting CFMU. Donate today.
Good afternoon. You're tuned to 93.3 on a Friday afternoon. It's time, just about 1 o'clock, time for the Come Sunday program. Half hour of gospel music from the golden age of gospel and beyond. My name's Paul. I'm your host for the next half hour. Hey, before we get going this morning, I'm just going to take the theme music down. I want to remind you that this is Friday, the last official day of Pledge Week here at CFMU-FM. We started last Saturday with Jim Marino and the Freewheeling Folk Show, and it's gone through the week with many of your favorite shows you might have pledged already. But if you haven't, please make a pledge in the next half hour. It's always great when you pledge during our program. It shows that you're a fan of gospel music and you'd like to see this program continue for another year, and you'd like to see the station continue for another year. Your pledge helps. We are funded a little bit through the university and through the students' union at the university, and through the tuition at the university. We get a little bit of our funding money. We have a very small budget. We have 180 people that work here, and they're almost all volunteers. I mean, like 99% of them are volunteers. We have a couple of paid positions, just a handful, less than you'd count on the fingers of one hand. And I'm a volunteer, and I make a pledge too. I'm a volunteer and I still pledge because I believe in gospel music programs, and I believe in community radio, and I believe in radio in general. And if you agree with me, please call up and make a— I keep saying call up. I'm living in the old days. We used to be able to take pledges over the phone, but now I don't have access. I'm recording remotely. I don't have access to the phone live anyway. And we can't take phone pledges on this show. And actually, the phone pledges are more inconvenient because you pledge on the phone, then we send out, we have to pay postage to send you out a pledge form or a reminder, then you have to get the money to us. The best way to do it, go to cfmu.ca. There's a banner across the top. It says, raise your voice, support CFMU. Press that button. It'll tell you how you just make a pledge online using your PayPal account or your credit card. And if you want to make we recommend $30 is a nice place to start pledge-wise, but we'll take anything, any amount. If you do pledge $30, you'll get a Friends of CFMU card, and then going up to $60 and $100 and $200, there's some other incentives, including toques and sweatshirts and notebooks and tote bags. I'll tell you a bit more later in the program about the incentives. But yeah, go to cfmu.ca and try and make a pledge during this little half-hour show. We'd really appreciate it. Anyway, let's get the show underway. We have, as I say, we play Golden Age Gospel and beyond. This is kind of both. It's Golden Age Gospel tunes recorded in modern times or in recently by some pop record people, including Johnny Lang. Here's Johnny Lang with the Fisk, and then one of the oldest gospel groups of all time. Modern-day Johnny Lang and one of the very first gospel groups, the Fisk Jubilee Singers.
I believe just what he said.
I believe.
Because he made a way for me.
changed.
I believe.
Yes, it did.
I believe.
I believe.
I believe.
Oh, and all the guilt is gone away. Yeah.
I believe.
And I believe just what you say. By
faith.
Say it. All right. All right, all right, all right.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm not afraid. I believe just what he said. One more time.
Yeah. never could before.
There's the amazing Clark Sisters. Their career goes back to the golden age of gospel, but there's some kind of modern gospel recordings, at least 21st century gospel recordings, featuring some pop stars, some blues stars, and some traditional gospel artists. We began the Come Sunday program with I Believe and blues man Johnny Lang taking the lead on that, but he was helped out by the Fisk Jubilee Singers. They are still in existence, but they began back in the 19th century, way back when. Mark Twain actually saw the Fisk Jubilee Singers in his lifetime. They're the modern-day Fisk Jubilee Singers, joining Johnny Lang on I Believe. Then a group called Three Doors Down, and they had the help of the Soul Children of Chicago on Eric Clapton's Presence of the Lord. And then Stevie Wonder's Higher Ground. That was Robert Randolph on the slide guitar and vocals, and the amazing Clark Sisters. You're listening to the Come Sunday program on a Friday afternoon. It's the end of pledge week here at CFMU, but you can still make a pledge. It's not too late. Call up. I have to put something right at a big sign on the wall in front of me. Do not say call up, because we're not taking phone pledges. We prefer that you do. CFMU.ca. Log in. That's the word I want to say. Log in at CFMU.ca and make a pledge to this radio station. Keep us on the air for another year. We have been here for 48 years, something like that. We are one of the oldest FM campus stations in Canada, one of the three oldest. I can't. If you're patient, I'll tell you who the other ones are. CKCU in Ottawa and CFRC in Kingston are about as old as CFMU. CFRU in Guelph, they also use the 93.3 station designation. They are from Guelph, and they are slightly younger, but we're one of the three oldest. We have 180 volunteers from all walks of life and all communities. On the weekend, we have 15 different multicultural shows, and we have syndicated some of our programs to other stations across Canada. 10 years in a row, we were one as a radio station of the year at the Hamilton Music Awards. We outlasted the Hamilton Music Awards. They folded, but we're still going strong. And just last year, the Hamilton Spectator, we were voted radio station of the year in the Reader's Poll, the Reader's Choice Poll. Okay, yeah, the way to do it, CFMU.ca, go there and go to that part that says raise your voice, support CFMU. Click on that, and then you can make a one-time pledge through your credit card or through PayPal. If you'd like to spread, if you'd like to make kind of a substantial donation, a substantial pledge, you could spread it over a number of months using our Patreon account. And that, to get there, well, if you go to that banner, raise your voice, support CFMU, it'll tell you how to make a Patreon contribution. If you'd like to bypass the banner, you can go right to cfmu.ca/fundraising to make a one-time pledge, or you can go to www.patreon, that's spelled patreon.com/933CFMU, and then you can spread your pledge over a number of months, and it makes it more affordable for you, and I say especially if you want to do a larger pledge. Now, if you do a pledge of $30 or more, you'll get a Friends of CFMU card, which entitles you to discounts at a lot of hip restaurants and boutiques and shops around town. If you go to the $60 level, we'll send you that card and a CFMU toque. Always comes in handy in the cold weather. $100 will get you the card, the toque, a journal, and a tote bag for the $100 pledge. And if you go to $200, you get the whole kit and caboodle. A CFMU card, toque, journal, bag, and a very stylish CFMU hoodie for a $200 pledge. Anyway, it's not too late. We're still on our last day of our official pledge week. It started back last Saturday. If you've already pledged on some of your other favorite shows like Lou Molinaro's show or the Freewheeling Folk Show with Jim Marino or my own Breakfast of Champions yesterday, thank you for making those pledges. But if you haven't, this is a good time to make one and show that you enjoy listening to gospel music. This is one of the only places around that I know of that you can get a weekly gospel program over the airwaves. We have a lot of one-of-a-kind things that we offer you here at CFMU, a lot of great shows. We play a lot of great local players and Canadian players. Oh, and by the way, I should mention, it's Pledge Week, and for the first time since the pandemic, we're going to have a fundraising concert, a rock concert, April the 4th at the Corktown. CFMU will be raising some money for the station operation over the next year through that through a concert. We used to do it every year, and then with COVID, that went by the wayside. But it's back this year, April 4th at the Corktown. Okay, we're going to hear some more music before we run out of time. Did I get to everybody? Yeah, I got to everybody in that first set. Here is the, so we just heard some modern artists recording with some traditional gospel artists in a fairly modern recording session. Here we go back, though, to the golden age of gospel. We're going all the way back to Mahalia Jackson, and this was her first big hit on the Apollo label, written by the Reverend Herbert W. Brewster of Memphis, Tennessee. Move on up a little higher.
When all the just how we'll overcome. You know we'll understand it better.
There's one of my favorite gospel singers. That's Rebert H. Harris from Trinity, Texas, and the Soul Stirrers, and a tune called By and By on the Specialty label. Before that, we had Mahalia Jackson, Move On Up a Little Higher. It's always howdy, howdy, and never goodbye, but unfortunately on this program, it occasionally is goodbye. And we're going to have to sign off for another week on the Come Sunday program. We'll be back again next Friday afternoon for more gospel music. Remember, you still have a chance to make a pledge at cfmu.ca. Go to that website, make a pledge to this radio station and to this program. Keep us operating. Keep the lights on for another year, and we'll thank you for it. We're going to go out with, we're going back to that Oh Happy Day CD with some modern players and some traditional players. This is a gospel group called Jubilation with Queen Latifah and the title track from the album, the old Edwin Hawkins Singer standard, Oh Happy Day.